We all dream. We may not remember many of them. But what is a dream really? Freud said, dreams are the royal road to the unconscious. The later therapist, Fritz Perl, said, dreams are the royal road to integration. In other words, plumbing our unconscious and subconscious mind and getting to know ourselves better helps us to integrate and rebalance and harmonize all the various parts of ourselves, conscious, unconscious, and subconscious, mental, spiritual, and emotional in so many levels. Even the ancient original doctor, Hippocrates, said, dreams are one of the most important ways to diagnose a patient's illness. Isn't that fascinating? Even back then, the original healers thought that dreams could help reveal something vitally significant about rebalancing what ails us. Many scientific discoveries have occurred in dreams. Kakuli discovered the snake-wrapped form from a dream about snakes curled around each other and eating their own tails. And when he woke up in the morning, he realized that his dreams had made coherent all of the unconscious aspects of the things he had been trying to study and not being able to put together with his rational mind. Einstein discovered part of the relativity theory while he was asleep and woke up with a great aha experience. He's written about this. One of the most famous dreams in American history was Abraham Lincoln's dream. 1 week before he was assassinated by John Wilkes Booth, he dreamt that he was lying in state at the White House, having been shot and killed. If we can learn from our dreams, we might be able to avert such disasters. There are such things as prognosticatory dreams, where we can predict the future, where we gain a little bit of clairvoyance, where we see omens, importance of things to come. The Talmud says a dream not interpreted is like a letter not read. We'll be looking into that in this program and learning about the different kind of dreams, how to work with our dreams, and how to use our dreams to live a more healthy, whole, sane, and beautiful life. Dreams can help us to fulfill the purpose of self-knowledge and spiritual realization that is our life. There is definitely a wisdom greater than my own that speaks to me personally in my dreams, I've noticed. It's an incredible treasure house or repository of wisdom, self-knowledge, and even blessings. Dreams are like a theater of our inner world. Dreams are projections of our own consciousness. If we can peer more consciously into the mirror of sleep, the magic mirror of mind, we can see our dreams, we can get to know ourselves better. We will recognize that every part of our dreams and every character in our dreams is really part of ourselves and our own minds, a projection of our own wishes, needs, aspirations, images, fears, and inhibitions. Today's dream easily becomes tomorrow's reality. We can become masters of our inner world, not just unwilling victims or slaves to it. This is the path of awakening we're going to be talking about today in this program, Tibetan Dream Yoga. Awakening to reality through lucid dreaming and clear awareness. Working with this inner spiritual wheel of luminosity that turns day and night, as the Tibetans call it. The wheel of inner luminosity that turns day and night. We can practice awakening in our dreams at night, and learn to awaken from the daydream during the day and the things that we're too caught up in.